This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take a load for free, Kevin.
Okay,
take a load off, Fanny.
I want to make this very clear. This is not Mike's last show.
Kind of. Put the load right on me.
You are going to be working all next week on the show like normal. It's just that we'll be in surprise.
Hey, do you think that we should change the theme song to KNC Masterpiece to this? To remember me forever?
A little bit. Oh, trust
me,
Mike.
It's a great song.
I will never be able to forget you, even if I want to.
I was texting you a lot last
yes,
night.
You
and
were.
Then I was thinking, and I was texting Alec. I didn't text Corey because he's quit the show.
Corey does not feel well.
Take a load off, Annie. It seems like Fanny.
Okay.
For free. Take a load for free.
So this is your last.
Where are you going to put the load?
It always goes right on me.
Yep.
I feel
relax
this band very much in that moment. All right. From the 806, good luck to you today, Kevin. Blessings. Thank you very much. From the 469, good luck, Kevin. Okay. So this is your last show in studio. For the record, you will still be here next week, but this is your last show in studio.
Yeah, this is the last time that we can have a pizza party.
Okay, from the 817.
I'm going to get us pizza,
Mike,
if nobody else gets us pizza, but I'd love to have pizza from the Tolos.
Mike, from the 817, what is your favorite pizza?
So I have a lot of pizzas I like. I will say thin crust pepperoni and banana peppers is something I really like.
Interesting.
But I kind of want not all weird pizzas. But if you ordered us one weird pizza with a regular, like are you just a meat person?
Pretty much.
Is it pepperoni, sausage, hamburger, ham?
I'm pretty open. Bacon is good on pizzas.
But if we get a weird pizza that you like, first of all, don't get a weird pizza that you would never try.
Right.
Tolo's. But if there's like some sort of pizza that you're like, I really like these toppings together. I would love for Mike and Kevin to try. Would you at least take a bite of that pizza? But it can't be something like mayonnaise and like, I don't know what you could.
Probably.
Sardines.
Maybe.
Like you have to like go, no, this is a pizza I like and I want the boys to try it.
Yeah.
And we'll try it.
I will do my best to be open-minded.
And you know what? I haven't had a crumble cookie in forever.
Okay. So like, you have very specific wants.
Well, Tiff's treats are great too.
Yeah.
And there have been Tolos that have Tiff treated us for special occasions.
But I would give the nod to Crumble.
This is the last time you can pizza or cookie me.
Yeah, that is true. I agree with you there.
Unless you send it to Phoenix, don't send it to Phoenix. We'll
Surprise.
Be 30 minutes away from there.
Now,
okay,
Mike, I have to concede one thing because you've been talking about this for several days.
This is it.
Are you concerned or do you think that Corey doesn't like you and that's why he's not here?
100%. 100%. So here's what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is Plano ISD out of school today? So like, I know that there's some private schools that decided to just have, what is that? Zoom learning or whatever, which that went well. Or like Bishop Lynch is in school today. My kids, the two kids that are, I don't know what UT's doing today, but, they're in school.
Yep.
But Corey had no school for his kids on Monday. So there's like, and it was, we actually did have that holiday. We just didn't know. So you have a comp day coming your way.
You know, he was at the doctor yesterday, though.
Supposedly. Did you go hold his hand at the doctor?
I did not.
When my wife takes your kids' temperature, how does she do it?
I think usually, well, it is usually a rectal thermometer, I believe.
Really? Because I know
do that sometimes, and then they do the forehead swipe.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I think if he's normal, it's forehead swipe. If they're worried he might be really sick, they do it the other way.
I wonder, I'm going to ask my wife that, why they still do that.
You're supposed to get a more accurate temperature in the butt. I swear, I'm not kidding about that.
Obviously, that's why they do it.
I saw that look, Alec. Because
underneath the tongue, hopefully they change the thermometers out or wash them thoroughly. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you don't need it there. Here, just put it under your tongue. I'm like, wait, show me that this thermometer hasn't been somewhere else.
From the 682, I effing love you guys. All right, I want you to know that was supposed to be like, what the doctors told us. Well, I know the way I phrased it might have sounded weird, but that is supposed to be the medical. So if Corey comes back tomorrow.
Yeah, he's coming back. I will bet you $10 he comes back tomorrow.
I'll take that bet.
All right. You're just going to give it to Corey and be like, thanks for not coming in. You'll have to do the show by yourself tomorrow.
Why would I not want him to come in? I don't think he's going to be in tomorrow. He does not feel well. I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to be here tomorrow.
So he hates me too.
Oh my God.
How many days off is he going to take off?
What are you even talking about? You took a day off last week and 2 days off this week.
That was my MLK day last week. We had to work on MLK day and we had to take it off at some point. I have literally a few days left. And then I didn't even know about President's Day that we had a holiday there. I'm taking 2 days off vacation, but one of them can just count as the president. And then next week I have to work all week. We're in Phoenix unless I say I'm sick and then I can just hang out at the hotel.
That's not going to happen though, right?
It happened one time, when I was at the Super Bowl in Minnesota. I wasn't feeling well and I was really tired of the Mall of America.
Okay.
I tried to get all the Eagles sick. I was coughing on the buttons that you press because they were staying at our hotel. And I thought, wouldn't that be amazing? Because I did not want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that have been amazing if like four guys are like, we're just not feeling well. We can't play in the Super Bowl. It's just impossible. We don't feel well. And then I knew that I affected the Super Bowl.
From the 469.
Which would have been really bad because I did say on air what I was doing, which would have been like really bad for me.
It would have. Somebody said that Corey is here at the Cronut shop. I doubt that
he probably is. He's probably Cronutting it. I haven't had any food today. I have had two cups of coffee, if you can tell.
That's it? I would have guessed you had eight.
And so I am prepared. My stomach is prepared. I will say this. I don't know if you've noticed this, if you've gotten on later in life. I love pizza. My stomach doesn't handle pizza that well anymore.
Oh, really?
But I still love it. So I'm willing to deal with the repercussions of like the next 24 hours. I don't know if it's, and I'm sorry if you're a pizza place that uses real cheese. I'm assuming, and I won't call any pizza place. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming your big chain national pizza places maybe aren't using real cheese.
I'm not sure. You might be right.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But I'm assuming it's the cheese product that they're using at these big chains that taste very good.
But it's not working
for you. It's not working on my stomach as I've gotten older. But I don't mind that. My wife's already said, we're going to open up a bottle of wine tonight from Italy.
Ooh.
So like celebrate.
Does she also know today is not your last day?
She knows that today isn't my last day ever, but it's the last day here in Dallas.
No, I got you. Okay, question then from the 214. Should I make a churro cheesecake for Mike and deliver it after?
Oh my gosh.
Would you support
Yes,
that?
And I had the alcohol cheesecake ice cream. I'm sorry, is Josh who is up here. I can remember his name. I don't remember the name of the ice cream company and the truck that they have, but it was amazing. It was a great amaretto cheesecake. It was really good. I had it that night. It was great. So to all the people on YouTube, I know I need to get on Twitch because Twitch was our like original YouTube.
True.
And we still have it, but somebody called me out for not being on Twitch anymore and just on YouTube. But on YouTube right now, we have 627 people. I'm assuming on Twitch we have 100. That's about what it usually is.
Okay.
So I would just like to say to everybody sending out positive things or negative things, thank you. And if it's negative, guess what? 6 shows left. Like, there's only five minutes left in this segment. Mm-hmm. And then we have, I don't even know how many segments left. We go till 2:00 today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't be on Thursday and Friday, so you can definitely enjoy the show then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday through Friday, we're in Arizona, and we've decided that we're doing 100% baseball talk.
Did we decide that?
Well, we're in spring training, so okay. I thought we had to. I thought that was a mandate.
I do not believe that is a mandate. We will do a
we
lot
usually talk
of
about,
baseball
in
talk.
Spring training, we usually talk about who are free agents that have already agreed to terms, even though you can't agree. They're that already chosen their team. And then you guys get all upset about who the Cowboys let go and that they're not trying to compete to sign with. And then Steven says, well, free agents always cost a lot of money, and we only like to spend a lot of money on our own players we drafted.
Okay, let me try to focus you on spring training for a minute.
Oh, Lasher J wants me fired already. Lasher, dude, there's 6 shows left. And if they fire me, they owe me 6 weeks of pay. They're not doing that.
Mike, how much would you encourage people, if they have the means, to go to spring training? Because I know, and I'm dead serious about this.
Well, obviously you'd have to like baseball first.
For sure.
If you don't like baseball, I wouldn't recommend.
Assuming you're...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball fan, I would encourage people pretty heavily to go to Arizona spring training because the ballparks are so close. And also the tickets start as like at like as low as $8.
And now, you can sit in the outfield grass.
Exactly.
Obviously, if you want a real ticket, it's anywhere from like $10 to $25.
Yep.
Now, the other thing, too, is I recommend it this way. So on the backfields, especially nowadays, for about the last, I'll say, 10 years now, it's changed where a lot of the major leaguers do not play on the big field. They play on the backfield somewhere between, let's say, 10 a.m. and noon.
And
it's like watching your kid play your T-ball game.
Yes. Okay. So I'm glad that you said that because I was going to say, whatever people are envisioning, there's like maybe a couple rows of metal steps or metal bleachers, maybe. And there's a fence there. Like you can get really close.
So let's say they want Evan Carter and Jock Peterson to work on facing lefties in spring training. Well, if I play them in the real game, I don't know. Like, they're going to get their first at bat off the starting pitcher, but I don't know. You have an idea on who the other team's bringing in, by the way. They do kind of pass along those notes to each other so that Boach can maybe work on something or see something from somebody. But let's just say you have Walter Pennington on the backfield and you have Jacob Latz.
Yeah.
Well, you might go, you know what? Evan Carter, and I want Jacob Latz working on lefty stuff. So Evan Carter is going to lead off the first three innings. So he's going to get three at-bats in the first three innings.
Because you can cater it to exactly what you want.
Jock Peterson's going to bat right after him. And then we feel like Ezekiel Duran's job is going to be pinch hitting for those guys quite a bit against lefties. So you might see the first three innings, your first three at-bats would be, oh my gosh, we already crumbled it up.
Well, that was so fast.
So fast and so awesome.
Holy crap.
I hope there's a note or so. Oh, there might be a note here.
On the side.
This is from Brady in Alvarado to Coach, and then he put a whole bunch of because he didn't want to put ball sack on there. Thanks for all the laughs. You better come back for a peace-a-thon at least. Good luck with the Rangers. Thank you so much, Alvarado, Brady in Alvarado.
And I think you will be back for peace-a-thon because I'm going to wear you down all of the time until you're eventually like, fine, just shut up already and I'll show up for part of it. That's what I predict is going
to
happen.
It's going to be a really long drive for me, so I got to wait for traffic to die down. I'm not driving the hour and 15 minutes in traffic to get to the new studio.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. And so
you could see like Evan Carter for free and Jock Peterson and Ezekiel Duran get three at-bats in 30 minutes.
Like when Yu Darvish was making the comeback route, you could see him on the backfields. And
I bet Jacob deGrom does pitch a lot on the backfield.
I think that's probably true. And all of that is free. I mean, you're probably still going to want to
probably pay for parking.
Exactly, exactly. But you can kind of bounce around, and
I guess parking's free if you get there early.
That's true. And if you want to see Sebastian Walcott or some of the young players, you will frequently see them on the backfields because everyone's in the exact same facility. I just want to encourage everyone. Arizona is a lot closer in terms of ballpark proximity. So if you love the Rangers and baseball in general, you should go to spring training if you have the chance. It is so much fun, and you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is you usually have, you said next week it'll be in the 80s, which is great, right? It's going to be actually really nice here next week. It's just right now for the next 3 or 4 days how bad it's going to be is you can go. I want to go on a hike with you guys.
Okay.
Like, I can't remember all the mountains that are around there, but Ted Nichols Payne used to, like, after the baseball game was over, because
I went
on
a hike with him.
TexasRangers.com, I believe a lot of the games are on there. They're not going to be here on 105.3 The Fan. Sometimes Saturdays and Sundays are on here during spring training.
Including this Saturday and Sunday, Rangers right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Thank you. So it's just one of those things where there's a lot of things to do in Arizona, too.
Yeah.
So you can definitely, I know I'm giving you activities like hikes and stuff, but those are really fun. I mean, it's not like you can climb up a mountain here in DFW.
That is a fair point. Do you want to tell us what kind of cookies you got?
Man, I honestly, I'm not sure. There's one that's like, it looks like a cake. It's like maybe a peanut butter chocolate, a big chocolate chunk. Then there's one with powdered sugar, and it looks like kind of maybe a cream filled like cookie. And then I don't know what this cake is. Like, let me smell it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It smells really good and sugary.
Yeah, I don't know. That is the, I believe that's a tres leches cake.
Tres leches. Mm. Dave Raymond hates anything that's leche'd. I found that out traveling with him.
Okay.
If you leche a dessert, Dave Raymond is out.
Interesting.
I always tell him, I get it. Two milks, maybe he's in. You three milk a thing, and he's out.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I already regret the choices that I've made in life because I scheduled this segment. And my question was going to start with this. If people missed it yesterday, I want to go back to this. It's our brand new segment, Ask Mike.
Ooh,
what will it take for you to be a Cowboys fan again?
Oh.
If you want to send in your questions, 877-881-1053 on the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, perhaps and probably he will answer them as well. Next on The Fan.
Snap is back on third down. Time. Throws it right corner of the end zone. Lamb, back shoulder. Touchdown, Cowboys. Oh, did C.D. Lamb run a nice route? That's the C.D. Lamb possession.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What a time to start a brand new segment called Ask Mike. Now, I'm going to start this with a question I've had.
I feel like this is the first and last segment of Ask Mike.
Depending on how this goes, that is very possible. So you kind of touched on it yesterday, and I wanted to go back to this, and then I'm going to take listener questions, and we can fire it off from there. What will it take? What could it take for you to become a Cowboys fan again? Because for people that don't know, you don't love the Cowboys now, but you used to love the Cowboys. Your family, your grandfather, y'all used to love the Cowboys.
It meant everything to me. And my grandfather had season tickets to the Cowboys day one.
Wow.
The last year he had it was the end of 98 because on my dad's side, Bassick, he had hip replacement surgery in 1998. So that he just couldn't from the parking lot to get to the game, to go up and down the stairs. It just his body at his age and the surgery he had is like it just got too tough. The other thing, too, is by 1998, his three boys that still lived here, it just got tough with family and everything. So it's just like, it's just easier to go over to grandma and grandpa's house. And grandma makes a big meal and we all, you know, after church, come to the house, all watch the Cowboy game. It was a big family gathering to every Sunday and to watch the Cowboy game over a great meal and then cheer on our Dallas Cowboys. So that was my whole childhood, going to Cowboy games for free because all you had to do is hand them four tickets in the 80s.
Good enough.
And there was usually 20,000 empty seats at Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
So it's like, if there's no empty seats, then I would just sit in my dad's lap because I was a kid. But there was usually an empty seat around us because there was usually about 10,000 to 20,000 empty seats per game in the 80s for the Cowboys.
From the...
But what you're asking, what would it take for me to become a Cowboys fan?
Success, right?
For me, again. Yes, that's a good general answer would be success. But I don't believe Dak Prescott can win. I get he can win 10 to 12 games. He's proven that multiple times in his career. He's also proven he is going to play his worst football you've ever seen from Dak Prescott when it comes playoff time. Like, I don't know, 75% of the time, he's going to be his worst self come playoff time. Like, you can expect whatever you think Dak can do bad, he is going to exceed your bad expectations come playoff time because he cannot handle that stage. So I just look at it and go, it'll have to be a new quarterback and not new ownership. I get
not going to happen.
But when Jerry's gone,
yeah,
I'm interested to see how Steven and I guess if Jerry Jr. or Charlotte have anything to do with the football side of it. I don't know if they will, but it'll have to be that. Because I already know Jerry does not care at all about winning. Like, his care about winning is so far down the list.
It's tough to
argue. I get it. If your owner doesn't care about winning, and then you don't really care to make the team great, and you see the quarterback that you have, and they probably know, if they're being honest with themselves, Dak isn't good enough to win a Super Bowl, but he's good enough to get us to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm just not in it for that.
From the 682, Mike, what's the best away stadium for baseball? This person has only been to Globe Life Field.
Okay. I think a lot of people would tell you San Francisco is a beautiful place to watch a baseball game. Obviously, the Rangers will go there every other year. In fact, I'm looking at the schedule because, Alec, you're just talking about SmackDown coming to Fort Worth, which, you know, that's big time. I'm assuming, is SmackDown on Friday nights?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's a live broadcast?
Correct.
So I'm assuming, is this like the 25th of April that you're going? Or?
Yes, it is.
Good job.
I'll be in San Francisco. So that's why I'm connecting this, because I'm not going to be able to go. But the Rangers play at San Francisco the 25th, 26th, and 27th of April. That being said, that will be a cool game. Like, and what I mean temperature-wise.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to wear jackets, and it's going to be a cold game there.
I really love the Pittsburgh Park.
Pittsburgh's a beautiful stadium.
The backdrop's amazing. I know this. You're answering the questions. I just want to.
That's a great answer. There's. I'll tell you this. Wrigley Field or Fenway Park. If you're a baseball fan, you're going to those stadiums. Obviously, Yankee Stadium's very different now. Like
I've never been to either one of those.
I wouldn't recommend it. You are seeing like historically the most popular team.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I don't think Chavez Ravine, where the Dodgers play, is that special.
Sure.
You're seeing a special team. I don't think it's that special of a stadium. I will say this for Ranger fans. If you go to, I won't say San Francisco, but if you go to a lot of other stadiums, not all, but a lot, you'll be surprised how much fans are into the game.
That is true.
A Ranger game, I get you. We love the Rangers. But going to another major league stadium, especially a place like St. Louis, for example, is a really nice stadium. I won't say it's the best, but really nice. You'll be shocked at how much they cheer and how much they're into the game in just a double in the sixth inning in a tie game, and what the energy's like the rest of that inning to try to get that run home from second base. Where here, it's kind of like we sit down, we clap for a leadoff double, maybe 5,000 people stand up for 5 seconds and they sit down, and then it's almost dead silence until the next hit happens to possibly knock in that run. So it's almost like I would love for Ranger fans to go to other stadiums and almost bring that energy back to our stadium.
Now, Mike, I'm going to ask you this question, but I feel pretty confident your answer right now is yes. From the 469, Mike, are you going to keep up with wrestling once you're done with your radio show?
Yes, I think so.
You seem pretty invested right now.
Right now on YouTube, there is a 24/7, I'll call it the right thing, elimination chamber.
There you go.
Where they're showing all the elimination chambers. They're also showing the, I don't know when the women elimination chamber started, but obviously there was a lot of
8-ish years ago.
Yeah. So there's a lot more men elimination chambers than women elimination chambers. But yeah, it's something that on Netflix, let's just say the Rangers play a Monday game. Well, I'm not going to be able to watch it live, but I can go back to the hotel and to kind of relax and settle down.
Right.
Because I don't know, Alec, you might watch it differently. I'm not standing up and like I do with my nephews because they're kids. And when they come over for the elimination chamber, that's going to be a blast. But for just a Netflix show, I'm just relaxing and watching it. And I can fast forward through it since the show had already happened. But I am going to try. I have enjoyed getting back into wrestling. And to be honest, I don't know what the next question is, but kind of being out on the NBA, like I don't think I've seen John Morant play a second of basketball this year.
Wow.
I don't care to watch him obviously anymore. So when you kind of eliminate a sport from your life, it can open up a little extra free time to watch something else.
That is true. From the 940, Mike, how many Wyatt Langford rookie cards should I buy? I'm at 7.
Can I tell you something? I've been looking at some Wyatt Langford rookie cards in the last week. I don't know what happened. His cards have gone up maybe 30%. I guess it's just that spring training has started.
And he ruled spring training last year.
People are getting excited, but Evan Carter cards have gone up a little bit, even though we had the back, not situation, but him answering a question about his back and the future of his back.
Yeah.
That, unless it started hampering it today, there's been Evan Carter cards that I've recently lost out on that I'm like, I should have bought way more of his cards in, let's say, September, October, November, December. Yeah. Because in the last week or so, baseball cards have gone up. So Wyatt Langford, I'm not saying don't buy, but there seems to be a higher market. I was looking at a Sapphire Gold of his, rookie.
Sapphire's great card.
And the golds are numbered to 50, so beautiful. Luckily, I got one about 2 weeks ago, ungraded. So I took it to Sappy's. I usually go to Sappy's or Worth Card. Sappy's is in, let's say, North Dallas.
Yeah. Is it like Carrollton?
It might be Carrollton. Yeah. And then Worth Collectibles is in Waxahachie. Those are two places that I trust. I trust other places, too. I don't want to say I don't.
Do you know that Worth just took over the shop right next door?
Oh, to now, like double his
space?
Yeah,
and now it's a Pokemon shop.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
They got even more space.
Because obviously, look, I've not told the whole story, even though, you know, I'm in trouble for it.
Like, you want to tell the whole story?
I cannot tell the whole story because obviously somebody's trying to do something to me about it, which I haven't told the whole story on the air, but like a really bad thing. Like. Yep. Happened to me. I'm not making that up. It really did. Obviously, I missed a few days here at the station to show what happened to me. So like there are people out there that you have to be scared about. This is a Wild West deal when it comes to cars. But for Wyatt Langford, luckily I got that Sapphire Gold about 2 weeks ago, ungraded. Yeah. And now I'm getting it graded. I don't know. It'll probably take about a month and a half to 2 months. To get graded, but one last night that I was thinking about getting, it was already PSA 10, and my thought was $300 is the max I'll go on it.
Okay.
And I thought that I might win that.
Yeah.
$455.
Oof.
So if you would have got that card a month ago, yeah, I think you could have got it for, now I don't know if it would have been already graded PSA 10, but I think you could have got it PSA 10 for about $300. Now it went for $455, and that's before taxes and fees on eBay. So that's approximately like a $500 card that you spent.
I do not approve of this question from the 812. Mike, how are you able to put up with Kevin constantly trying to derail the show all these years?
Yeah, what I do is I try to interrupt when I feel like he's just taking it in a direction that isn't positive. And really get it back on track on what the run sheet has on there.
Okay. There's no chance that's true. From the 214, Mike, would you rather have Luka back or the Rangers win the World Series this year?
Rangers win the World Series.
Ooh.
I will repeat this. I'm not opposed to trading Luka. I wasn't opposed to trading Luka. Not that I knew that was happening. But you don't do it for what you got. That was an intentional send to LA to make LA better. And you have now screwed over your franchise. I don't know. The 2030s, I get it. The Mavericks thought they were going to be good this year after the trade. And you could see, I didn't watch it, but you could see probably after three quarters what Nico thought the team could be for this one, for I guess half a season run into the playoffs. Unfortunately, that ended at the end of the third quarter when Anthony Davis pretty much ended his season.
Yep.
Maybe. But when this thing goes bad, and it has to because Kyrie's career is coming to an end. Anthony Davis at best has 5 years left in his career, and I'm just giving you an at best situation with his injury history and his age. Well, what do I do when I don't have any of my picks? There are people that have said, well, they have some of the picks. Yes, they swapped them. So if the Mavericks are bad, they get the least of the picks in certain years. In certain years, you just don't even have your pick. So I look at it and go, the 30s, I don't think will be as bad. Let's just say the Mavericks stay here. It won't be as bad as the 90s.
Right.
But it's not going to be far off they're not going to go 12-70 or whatever, 13-69. And if you're not alive for that, yeah, they were doing that
on a regular basis. Every day.
They couldn't win 20 games.
They ran the side-by-side record comparison of the, I think it's 71-72, Philadelphia 76ers for the worst record of all time. We were getting a lot of questions. I'm sorry I missed the phone number on this. Mike, is there any chance you'd eventually want to get into preaching? Fascinating.
I don't think so. I don't believe I know the word anywhere close to that well. Obviously, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I like the question, but I also feel, I feel a lot of shame for all the sin I've had in my life and the things that I've done. And sure. I understand that everybody has. I mean, obviously, there's only been, let's say, one, and you could say half human, like fully human and fully God. There's only been one person to lead a perfect life on this earth, and he was fully man and fully God. So I understand that every person preaching, every person doing that job has sin in their life on a daily basis.
Yep.
But I just look at it and go, I just don't think, one, I'm equipped for it, and two, that I think that maybe this is just me looking at myself, that I am not the right person to give the word.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for some baseball nuggets with Mike Bassick.
Well, it looks like the Blue Jays are trading their first baseman next.
Mm. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick.
All right, so the big news last night, I will say, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. turns down the final offer of the Toronto Blue Jays to give him an extension where he would stay a Blue Jay for years and years to come.
Did you like the way he phrased that? Well, through his interpreter, they had their number. I had my number.
Yeah. And obviously, I know Ross Atkins well. He's the general manager there. And we played together in A-ball and AA and have stayed friends. So I understand, you know, what Ross was trying to do.
Yeah.
But they didn't come to an agreement. And now all of Major League Baseball is assuming, because it's only February 19th and you have till March 27th, approximately, is that they're going to have to trade him. The Blue Jays are in a division where if Boston wants to go crazy, they haven't in a while since about 2018, spending-wise, they can go crazy and really go get quite a few free agents to help out their situation. And the Red Sox do look really good this year, by the way. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're a playoff contender. We know the Yankees are a playoff contender. They made it to the World Series last year. Those two teams have so much money in that division that you have to look at your team and go, if we can't compete with them right now and we're never going to financially compete with them, then we have to trade Vladdy and help out our future where we have guys under control for at least three more years, if not like the full six. And we want them close to Major League ready, because I think the Blue Jays think they have a pretty good team. I don't think that they think that they have like a team that's going to win 90 or more games, but I don't think the Blue Jays are like, we're in a rebuilding stage, but they wanted to see if with Vladdy Jr., hey, let's get this thing done so we know kind of our lineup is building around Vladdy for, let's say, the next 5 years at least. It wasn't done. So now all the rumors are they're going to trade him. My son was asking me last night, do you think the Rangers are going to go after him? And I told him, I said, no. I said, first of all, the Rangers are up against it financially.
Yep.
Second of all, they just traded for Berger.
Yep.
There's still the possibility of, in the next 2 years, I will say, that Corey Seager needs to transition to first base or DH.
By the way, Rangers are 12th in the betting odds
about where he would go. That's low, but obviously it would be a long shot. And then the other thing, too, is you'd have to trade not only prospects, but the Rangers would want to trade salary too with this. So you'd want to trade major leaguers that are supposed to help you this year. And you know, I'll tie this together from yesterday. I talked to a few people. I got different comments on Evan Carter's future and then his back today. And I'll tell you kind of what was said to me. His back is fine. He's a little bit tired of the questions. He feels like he's answered them and doesn't know how to answer them any differently.
Right.
So He's like, I've been asked this question 15 different times now. And so, but then there's people that, yeah, they're concerned about his back in the future. I was listening to G-Bag Nation on way home yesterday, and I'll say this. I think it's a little bit extreme from Gavin Dawson.
But he's worried.
To say that he has 2 years left of his career and then it's over. I get where he's getting that information from. He wasn't just pulling it out of his rear end. He looked at medical information on, we don't know what surgery he had. Yep. We don't know the exact injury.
Yep.
Evan Carter's not sharing it. The Texas Rangers aren't sharing it. So Gavin Dawson went down the track of, well, if this and this are what I understand, this would be the likely surgery he had.
Yeah.
And which would give him a 2-year career from now, and then it would be completely over. I strongly disagree with that.
Sure.
But who knows? We'll find out 2 years from now if Evan Carter had a 2-year career, you know, 25 and 26 with the Rangers, and then his back is completely done and he can't do anything the rest of his life. We have seen, I don't know the exact back injury. We've had him on our show. Matt Harrison went from a really good pitcher, an yes. all-star, to I can't pitch anymore the rest of my life.
And there was back and neck and potentially spine issues kind of involved across the board.
So, you know, I kind of forget where I was going there because I wanted to just bring in the Evan Carter thing. But I think, oh, Leody Taveras. I'm wondering when Leody Taveras, he doesn't make sense on this team to me. Unless you think that Evan Carter needs quite a few days off because we have to protect his back, and that means he's not an everyday player. Let's just say he's a 4-day a week player out of 6 or 7 games. That means for 2 or 3 games, I can play Leody Taveras. So it might not just be, well, Evan doesn't hit against lefties.
Yeah.
It might be that Evan can only play 60% of the games. I don't know that. I don't know. And the people I asked said, look, we'll find out like as the season progresses. But there is, I will say, concern over his future, but maybe not concern over this year. They feel very positive that Evan Carter is going to have a healthy year this year from what they see and understand and how he's feeling and how everything has gone. But the future, who knows? And maybe that's why they're keeping Leody. So if you wanted to do, we're trading Leody, John Gray, that opens up the money to take on Vladdy's contract this year.
True.
Now I have to trade them prospects also with that. So opened up the money. Now I'm trading prospects. So I'm trading a lot to get a guy. And then here's my major concern. I don't want to trade for a guy who has a sloppy body at 25 years old.
Because you're afraid that will hinder him in whatever it is, 3 years, 5 years, whatever.
I was looking at two people, one a father, the other the son. I get that.
The fielders.
Yeah, the fielders. And so both of their careers ended at 32 years old, pretty much.
Okay.
I do think with Vlad's body that his career will end around 32 years old.
Okay.
He's going to be great. Prince Fielder was great. Cecil Fielder was great. 32. When you're that heavy, fine, you can play being that heavy in your 20s. He's the last 4 years. He's made the All-Star team. He's the best first baseman in the American League. Arguably the best first baseman in baseball over the last 4 years. Been very good. But now if I trade for Vladdy, now I'll go to other teams besides the Rangers. I don't know if you're going to find out or not, if the agent's going to be honest. What was Toronto's final offer that you said no to? Because what if Toronto's final offer was 8 years and they're like, look, we're not signing unless you give us 10 years and we want to opt out after year 5 and year 6 and year 7 or something. I worry about paying a guy till he's 36 years old when there's a lot. I'll just say this, Ranger fans, baseball fans, name me the guy that was heavy in his 20s, stayed heavy, and actually played well into his mid-30s.
Because do you think their numbers, I know speculation again, was more like 10 for 330 or 350?
I know Juan Soto just got 15 years.
Yeah.
And I know that they're not all guaranteed.
For 765.
Yeah. So if I'm Vladdy's agent, I'm looking for 10. I'm like, dude, he's... And the other thing, too, is he knows his clients... Weight issues. He's had weight issues already. He had weight issues in 2020 when he was 21 years old. So I need to get him a long-term deal. Well, it's fine. We can get opt-outs because if at 30 years old, he hits 45 home runs, bats 300, and wins the MVP, fine, we're free agent again. Give us a 7-year deal, and we'll opt out of the last 4 or 5. But I just look at it and go, I do not want, if I'm the general manager, I do not want to do a deal for Vladdy past the age of 32 years old.
So I'm just playing devil's advocate from the Angels. From the agent's perspective. I get everything you're saying. In the last 5 years, he has missed 6 games.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty damn impressive.
I love what you're saying. And this is, I think.
So I'm just devil's advocate here.
And I just have to go, all right, so I give them 10 years. Let's just.
Or 9 or 12
games. Let's just give them 10 years and $300 million to make it really easy. 30 a year. Well, I'm probably going to get more money. It's probably more than a $30 million player in today's game.
Yeah.
My problem is if it ends at 32, which let's just say for most people that heavy in their 20s, it by the early 30s, their career ends in baseball. Even in baseball where you're like, oh, it's not a very, let's say, cardio taxing sport. Sure. It still ends in your early 30s when you're that heavy in your early 20s. So I just look at it and go, all right, am I looking at it going, well, like in a way I'm getting a $45 million player for $30 million, but then I'm going to pay $30 million for a guy who can't even play anymore?
What if it was like six for 240? So
I think I'm in on that because I think by the age of 32, I'm okay.
Okay.
It's about the age of 33 if I look at the history, because I get that guys get heavier as they get older.
Yeah.
Like, try to take out steroid era, which is tough because that's our like life. There is a decade of steroids. Is when guys start off heavy and they stay heavy, it doesn't end well, and it ends way quicker than you ever thought it would end. I get that maybe guys got heavy and then they lost weight and changed their body structure, but if you're just going to stay heavy, and it looks like Vlad's going to stay kind of heavy because at 250-ish, it seems like what he's playing at, I'm just going by what they say his weight is he's really good, but he's going to gain a little bit more weight. And he's going to get a little bit slower. And then do injuries start creeping up on, we just talked about Evan Carter, on his back, on his hips, on his knees, on his Prince Fielder, his neck, because Prince Fielder was awesome. And so was his dad. He was really good. But it's just, that's a lot to put on your body for that long of a time, playing a professional sport, 162 games a year.
Just real quick, you mentioned two of these teams, the top five betting odds that he'll get traded to in order: Red Sox, Braves, Astros, Phillies, and Cubs. So Dodgers are six.
It would be interesting with the Red Sox as they are going through a little bit of turmoil.
Yeah.
I guess they could trade Rafael Devers.
That I think Bregman is like, I'll play wherever.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we've got a really cool Evan Carter one-of-one baseball card story, but also we will talk with TCU baseball head coach Kirk Sarlos next right here on The Fan.